T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If I die this morning because of my allergies, just, you know.
Carson, I'm so glad you said that because I slept with the window open last night and I couldn't breathe this morning. And I was like, oh, and you know, you just start spiraling in your head. My allergies are so bad.
It is. I woke up this morning. I couldn't breathe. My eyes are swollen. My nose is full of all this mucus. And my son just came downstairs and he was like, he has some really bad as well. I can remember when I was a kid. So I lived down in Florida, but my dad was still up here in Connecticut. And I would come up, you know, to visit like at spring break, right? Mm-hmm. When I was in, you know, school, like younger years. And I would wake up in the morning because of so much of the allergens here, the goldenrod and stuff like that. My eyes would be caked together.
100%.
My stepmom used to have to get a washcloth and dampen my eyes just so I could get all the crust off of them in the morning. It was terrible.
Oh, man. I'm just over here breathing regular, taking it for granted.
Must be nice. Those two nostrils. Carson's wow. So upset.
Thanks, Dan. Feel victimized.
Sorry, can't relate.
Dan's over here. Feeling attacked.
What's that stuff you guys say? Palon?
Is that what it's called? Yes. Allergies. My allergies were so bad, I used to have to go get a shot every week. Oh. Like, I would get a shot once a week to deal with the allergies when I was a kid.
Yeah, nope.
Okay. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Normally I run down a bunch of stories, but I think this morning we're just going to dive deep into one just incredible story. And I want to say thank you to Shelby Heinrich from BuzzFeed for sharing this. So a delivery driver's message to Tony Hawk about a fan sending him a skateboard went viral. So we're going to play you the first part of the video. This is a guy. He's a FedEx driver. And he's going to tell us the story about how he was driving down the street. And this little boy starts chasing after him. And he has something he wants delivered.
So I'm doing my delivery route today, and I see this little kid chasing my truck, trying to flag me down. He's like, excuse me, excuse me. So I pull over. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, can you mail something for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he runs in his house. He comes back out, and he goes, hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk? I was like, yeah, I know who he is. He goes, can you mail this to him? And this is what it was. He says, get this to Tony Hawk for me. Tell him it's from Cooper. And I just thought it was adorable. His mom comes outside and kind of winks and was like, yeah, make sure you get it to Tony Hawk. Obviously, I can't mail it to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address. But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan. Maybe you can give him a shout out. And the next time I drive by his house, I'll show him the video. And it'll probably make his whole life.
So he showed the skateboard, and the skateboard was at the end of its life. There were no wheels left on the skateboard. There was no trucks on the skateboard. There was just Cooper's name and Tony Hawk's name. So that was the video, and the FedEx driver's name is Michael, fresh to death on TikTok, if you want to look him up, Annie.
Amazing.
I like my mail carriers to be fresh to death.
Fresh Absolutely. To death. So he posted that TikTok. He posted the TikTok video. It has been seen more than 4 million times. And, well, one of those 4 million, it turns out, was Tony Hawk. So Tony Hawk shot this TikTok video to send back to Fresh to Def.
Hey Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk, and I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already, and as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard, this one right here that I'm riding. All right, thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime.
How awesome is that?
He's just such a gem. If you follow him on Twitter, he never takes himself too seriously. People come up to him in the airport all the time. They're like, hey, you look just like Tony Hawk. And he's like, yeah, isn't that crazy, bro? I don't know how. I just feel like he's so genuine and just, you know, like, it's not like he's like super famous in his world anymore.
Yeah. Well, no,
you know what I mean?
He's like the guy.
He's so
right.
Rich.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's still competing and doing all these things.
I love him. He's one of my all time favorite athletes. Anyway,
I used to crush it on Tony Hawk Pro Skater back in the day.
Oh, that was such the game, Dan. That was such the game. Every Wednesday, a group of volunteers in California called the Elder Kindness Gang has been organizing car parades. They plan their routes so they pass by as many nursing homes as possible, and it's just to cheer people up. When lockdown started, a woman in Houston decided to make 100 face masks to give away to people in her community. Then her neighbor started cutting fabric and have helped make more than 1,000 of them. And if anyone ever offers her money for them, she donates it to charity. There's a 100-year-old guy in the UK. He is Muslim. He was inspired by Captain Tom Moore, that story we followed along with. He started walking in his garden to raise money. In less than a month, he's raised close to $250,000.
Wow. I didn't know there were so many 100-year-olds running around until this right? pandemic.
Kicking coronavirus's butt, Dan, for sure. A dad in Texas drove over 500 miles from El Paso to Austin just to surprise his daughter on her 19th birthday and bring her Chick-fil-A.
Stop.
Yeah, then he
left.
That's
a good dad.
They hung out for a half an hour. The drive, by the way, took 17 hours.
No, thank you.
What if she was like, Dad, this Chick-fil-A is cold?
I know.
That's definitely what she said. You forgot the sauce.
Where's my Polynesian sauce, Dad?
Dan, did you have another piece of audio here for
the Yeah, we can make it rain good audio today.
Okay, what you got?
So this is a daughter told her dad that she was missing them through the coronavirus and that she would sometimes like watch their Ring doorbell videos because she missed them. Okay. So the dad started to leave her messages every day.
Hey, Em. It's drizzling a little here. Hey, Em. Got $9 off at Rite Aid. Hey, Em. Hi, Em.
Hey, Em, what's up? What up?
Hey, Em, we're home. Love you. Great seeing you. Good morning, Em. Have a great day. Hello, I'm home. Hey, Em. See you later. Hey, Em. Sorry, I couldn't read your text yet. I was driving. Hey, Em. Imagine you're pre-gaming right now.
Your mom's wrong again.
Look on your final. Last one. Hey, Em. Have a great day. Love you.
So the daughter compiled all of those together and put it on TikTok, and he's going viral.
That's amazing. That's legit my dad.
Hey, Ann, I bet you're pre-gaming right now.
Hey, Ann, your mom's wrong again.
Studying for that final? Nope. Okay, bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Kennedy is actually out today. We got a bunch of new music to play for you, including a new one from Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande in just a moment. But we're going to start first with Carly Rae Jepsen. Now, obviously, she had a huge hit with Call Me Maybe, but for the most part, she's just really kind of bubbled under. Her fans love her. She continues to release new music. In fact, I saw the artwork for this album, and she's like got no clothes on, you know, doing that very risque, just covering herself with her arm.
Yep.
Yes, Dan?
No, I said, the underboob move.
Oh, yes. Okay. What she did is she took all of the songs that are B-sides. It's called Dedicated Side B. It's a collection of outtakes from her 2019 album, Dedicated. There's 12 tracks on this album. So this is all the songs that didn't make it in 2019.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and this song is called This Love Isn't Crazy.
Oh, okay.
get why it didn't make the album.
Yeah,
I want to like her so bad because I just see her fans and they're so loyal to her, and I see it all over social media. And Call Me Maybe is a great song. It's just so bubblegum pop to me that I can't get behind it.
Her fans are going to love it, though. So,
of course.
You know, you take care of the fans. She's that kind of artist where she's going to have a wonderful life and a wonderful career, but because of her diehard fans.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't know if she'll ever have the mainstream success of Call Me Maybe, that it was just will be considered a one-hit wonder artist.
Right.
But she has a good vibe about her, and I like her for that.
Hey, you can go on tour selling out like 2,000-seat arenas everywhere you go. You're going to do all right.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly.
You don't have to sell out the Garden.
All right. Our good friends Neon Trees have a new song. It's called New Best Friend. They dropped their first one used to like last year. Now they're giving another signal, New Best Friend. It is about embracing the crazy that lives within all of us. It's a tough morning. Just play the song, Dan. I'm sorry. I like those guys.
That's a good song.
Yeah, going on my running playlist as we speak.
So the album I Can Feel You Forgetting Me is set to be released on June 26th. Again, Neon Trees' New Best Friend. Foster the People, they have had some huge hits on Mix. I mean,
Pumped
Up Kicks.
And Sit Next to Me was a banger that came out a couple years ago.
Yes. So Mark from Foster the People said the new single is all about the beautiful and painful transition of life, morphing into death and then life again. Very different feel from Sit Next to Me. No details on when the new album is coming. From Foster the People, the song is Lamb's Wool. Wow, I love it.
Are you kidding?
It's not
knockoff Radiohead.
Oh my gosh. I could just see myself listening to that. Like, yes, just lounging, relaxing.
That is not a relaxing song.
Yes, I like it. I do.
What in the brown acid 69 Woodstock hippie nonsense was that?
Yeah, that is some bad hallucinogenics. That is what that whole album
I know, you just get lost in it. I love that kind of stuff. I love like when the Beatles go off in that world trippy world.
I might want to circle back to that one.
Yes, okay.
I like trippy songs, Carson, but that is just bad.
Oh, that's just, man, that is all me, man. Oof, I had no idea. All right, we got two more songs for you in the Judgment Zone. We have that Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, but first, Sia, the song Together. It's her first song from her upcoming album and movie Music, the song co-written and produced by Jack Antonoff, who I just, you know, I adore.
Yeah.
It's accompanied by a music video full of rainbows and happiness. This is one of 10 original tracks Sia produced for the upcoming movie and album that is set to be released in September. Again, this is Together from Sia.
Yeah. She just makes such happy music.
She's talented.
Jack Antonoff, that guy. The two of them together. Wow, that's going to be a great album. I wonder
if he's
doing the whole album or is it just a song? Do you know?
I just saw that he did this song, but the movie is about... It's starring Maddie Ziegler, the girl that she always partners with.
Yeah, her dancer.
Right. Yes, that was on Dance Moms or whatever. And it's about a story that she had written like years ago. And Maddie Ziegler is a young girl living on the autism spectrum.
Right.
And Sia ends up adopting her. She's like stepsister or something like that.
Oh,
so it's cool that it's going to be a movie and an album.
Is this kind of like autobiographical or I don't know anything. About her life.
I just think she wrote the story, but it's cool that it's an album and a movie.
She should do a whole album of those Carole Baskin remixes. That's what I want.
100%.
All right, here it is: Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande. It's called "Rain on Me." The two pop princesses have teamed up for a disco dance track with powerful lyrics. Both Ariana and Gaga gushed about their admiration for each other and how fun it was creating this song together. Big diva energy here, Annie. Is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
Big diva energy. Grammatica will be released next Friday, May 29th. So Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, "Rain on Me." See this performed at the Drag Brunch on Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
wow.
I like to go down to P-Town a lot in the summer. I'm going to hear this in every bar I go to.
Oh, my gosh.
For 24 straight hours.
I was just reading a story, you know, talking about going like to drag bars and drag lunches, whatever, about I'm Coming Out from Diana Ross, and that she didn't know that that song was about being gay and coming out of the closet. It was
How crazy is that? The
guy Nile Rodgers wrote the song and presented it to her, and she had no idea what "I'm Coming Out" meant. I thought that
was one of her friends were like, "You shouldn't do that. You know, people might be confused that you're coming out as gay." And she's like, "Nah, I'm gonna release it anyways."
Can we hear that Foster the People one more time?
I have to. It's so divisive.
Garage. I got my Bluetooth speaker, my dad Carson, beer.
I want better for you. I really do. That is such a buzzkill of a song.
Carson's going to go get his tie-dye shirt deep out of the closet.
Just blech.
Oh, my gosh. All right, there it is. New Music Friday, The Judgment Zone, music from Carly Rae Jepsen, Neon Trees, Foster the People, Sia, Lady Gaga, and Ariana Grande, 617-931-1234. Annie, what do you have for The Dirty coming up at 6:30?
Well, speaking of Lady Gaga, we're going to talk about, she opened up about her struggles creating Chromatica. We're going to talk all about that. And some celebrities doing something really cool with this Pass the Mic campaign. I'll tell you all about that.
All right, it's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is brought to you by SBLI. So we just heard Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's new song, "Rain on Me." And she actually opened up about her struggles while she was making this new album, Chromatica. So she said throughout making this album, she flirted with the idea of sobriety. She said it was something that came up as a result of her trying to work through the pain she was feeling. She said, "Part of my healing process was, well, either I can lash out at myself every day for continuing to drink, or I can just be happy that I'm still alive and keep going and feel good enough." So while she didn't make the decision to quit drinking, she did quit smoking. She said, "I smoked the whole way through making this record. And when we were done, I just stopped. It was actually the most bizarre, beautiful thing that could have happened, and that this music actually healed me." So this interview, she goes through, some of the songs are really traumatic for her to sing about. I think there's a song called, one of the songs is about actually being sexually assaulted by an unnamed music producer. So I think we're going to see a lot more of her opening up, maybe a little bit of a darker side.
Was this a story that was already out there, or is this a new story?
I hadn't heard this story before.
I don't remember it, but that doesn't mean it wasn't brought up.
Of course, yeah, maybe she had mentioned it before. I don't remember it ever being in the news, but I'm excited to see this album and see kind of a whole different side of
her. Lady Gaga to say she was, you know, sexually assaulted by a music producer. Like, wow.
Right.
That's a bombshell of a story.
I know. But
what did she, when you talk about she quit smoking cigarettes or marijuana?
Quit smoking cigarettes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I did that too. Cold turkey.
Which is so interesting to me, because you would think that, especially, you know, after making the album and being stressed out about the release and are people going to like it and are people going to download it, all these things that you would find a vice. But
yeah, I don't smoke regularly anymore, but I smoke after I drink, unfortunately.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Gets me every time.
Cold turkey. In fact, when I met Lana, she was like a same thing, Dan, like after a drink smoker.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, I like you and all, but I can't date a smoker.
Yeah, my girlfriend
tastes
hates
like an ashtray.
She put it out. She never smoked again.
Look at that.
Look at you putting your foot down. Whoa.
Hey, she married up, Dan. We all know that.
Listen, I saw that Throwback Thursday picture you posted yesterday, and I was like, how the hell did he land her?
Carson, that is something else.
You are punching above your weight, sir. You should smile every day.
It's true.
And Kristen Bell opening up about some problems with potty training in her house. So on a recent episode of her podcast, it's called Momsplaining with Kristen Bell, she shared that her 5.5-year-old daughter is actually still in diapers. So she said that potty training her oldest daughter, Lincoln, she was good to go at just 21 months, which is pretty normal. I say like around 2 is when kids start to get potty trained. And she emphasized that it's all relative because every kid is so different. But I just cannot imagine having a 5.5-year-old running around my house still having to change their diaper.
It's got to be hard because I don't think it's that outlandish. It's just got to be hard on them both, like dealing with it, right? Because you're around other kids who are younger who may have already done it. But to be honest with you, I remember when Barrett went to kindergarten, and I think that's like 5 years old.
You have to be
5-6 years old isn't that out of the norm. You know what I mean? So
I mean, it's obviously difficult for parents because you feel like
the pressure.
I don't want to say a failure, but if your child's not potty trained by, they're not making the milestones like every other kid is.
Right.
But I do have respect for her for opening up because people are going to hate on her big time for this.
My twins, one of them like potty trained at 2 and one of them was 12, I think, by the time.
One of them just figured it out last week.
Yeah, just
still sucking your thumb. She's like, yeah, whatever. And this amazing thing is going on in social media. It's called Pass the Mic campaign. So a handful of A-list celebrities teamed up to turn over the social media for the day to experts to help spread accurate information about COVID-19. So we're talking Hugh Jackman, Millie Bobby Brown, Penelope Cruz, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Julia Roberts, who actually had the chance to turn her social media over to the one, the only, Dr. Fauci. They chatted about the importance of helping out the developing world in fighting this virus and how to look at our new normal as a positive. Here's what that sounded like.
We're talking about an appreciation for what something like this has done and can do, and take care to get back to as much as normal as we possibly can. And, and if the new normal is to be an awareness of our vulnerability to these type of things, that's looking at it in a positive, potentially constructive way.
He just always makes me feel a little bit better. And them talking about the developing nations, he's saying, they're going to survive when we find good remedies and a good vaccine, but we can't just shut them out. We can't put our walls up because we figure it out and the developing worlds are a little bit slower than us. We need to help them so that we can stop this as a world, as a whole community. So I'm excited to see some of the other people that the celebrities have
on. That's awesome.
It's so funny. I was watching a little bit of that video this morning, and Julia Roberts is one of the most famous people on Earth, and she was fangirling.
She geeked out in the beginning. She wouldn't speak.
The whole time she was just looking at him, just doe-eyed, like, oh my God, it's an honor to speak to you.
She goes, golly, you are really my hero. I'm like, Julia, pull it together, girl.
It's just so funny to watch an A-list celebrity just fangirl.
Right. That's cool, though.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, not waiting anymore. One Massachusetts gym owner defying state order and reopening early.
Prime is going to begin opening their doors tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. Whether you're big, whether you're small, whether you're a studio, whatever you are, start opening your doors. We're all in this together.
So that is Dave Blondin from Prime Fitness in Oxford. And he was like, screw it. I don't care what you say we're supposed to be doing. I'm I have this gym and I'm going to open it up. And if you want to come work out, please come work out. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So I guess the question is, have people been coming to your gym since you defined the order?
Absolutely. All my regular members have been coming through every day. More and more coming on a daily basis, and they're just supporting me 100%. And it's great to see.
What has the feedback from the town been like?
Feedback on the town, as far as people goes, 90% of people are supporting me, but the town officials are trying to come down hard. So,
right. Now, how much are they fining you a day if you're open?
So $300 a day going forward. But we started a GoFundMe, and people are honestly coming down and just dropping off cash into the bucket. Wow. So we've raised about $12,000 overall so far.
And are you checking people when they come in the gym, like checking temperatures or any of that stuff, or like how?
No,
are you doing
I believe you know it's like if you're sick, don't come to the gym. If you're not sick, then come to the gym. These are all regular precautions. I look at it as, you know, it's like we don't need to be taught how to, you know, wash our hands and stay clean. You know, it's just come to the gym, and it's a place for people to be healthy anyways.
Dave, does it make you anxious putting your trust in the people that come to your gym? Like you're saying, obviously, you trust these people. If they're sick, that they'd stay home. You're just more focusing on that this is something healthy that they can do for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, because you look at it as, you know, the amount of people that are going into all these big box stores, who's to say that they're not going to catch it there? The right. Same things that are happening there can be spread anywhere.
Yeah, but what we've been told, though, is with the big box stores, and this is from Dr. Sal, who we have on the show all the time, and he says with those big box stores, they're huge stores. The way they're able to get air in and out of those buildings, you're in a much smaller space. You don't have the room. Does that not worry you at all?
No, I mean, I have 20,000 square feet. I have a full air filtration system. It's everything flows through perfectly fine, and, you know, I've never had an issue in the past, and neither has any other gym.
Right.
Are people wearing masks in the gym?
No, they're not. I mean, I guess if they want to, by all means. But nobody has walked in. One person, I think, walked in with a mask so far.
Wow. And are the machines separated by 6 feet?
Not exactly 6 feet, but people are doing what they can do. You know, I'm not going to get rid of equipment in my gym, you know, just to make people be able to social distance. I'm limiting the people that go into the gym, so they're kind of social distancing themselves.
Right. It's Carson and Kennedy, and again, just to remind you real quick, Dave Blondin, he owns Prime Fitness in Oxford. And listen, being a business owner and, you know, trying to get the doors open to get customers in, I understand all of that. It's got to be stressful for you and for a lot of people. And it's easy for me. Like, I was told to go home and I'm still getting paid. So I'm sitting at my house and I'm protected from everybody. But I say this, like, I have made it a choice for me and my family. We've stayed away from everybody for the greater good of the community. And what do you say to people that would say that to you? They're like, hey, are you thinking about the greater good if you're allowing all of these people to come in and not knowing if they're sick or not and potentially helping the spread of the coronavirus?
So I look at it as it's been going on for so long now that, you know, how much longer can we really hold up to do this? You know, America's, you know, businesses are shutting down, you know, people, the mental health risks and all the suicide rates are up, and, you know, people are drinking again that, you know, used to use, you know, the gym as their outlet. And this goes for everything. You know, people are going out of their mind, just staying in their houses.
All right. Wow. It's 617-931-1234. It would be stressful for me personally if I were there seeing all the people come in. I would just be thinking about each, because I want to go to my gym. My gym is still closed. Right. And you know what's interesting is my gym actually called me after they shut down and they were like, hey, we're closing. Can we still take your money? I was like,
I froze all memberships. I won't take anybody's money.
Yeah, so my gym is running running emergency workers daycare, and so I was like, absolutely, just keep the money, and when I get back.
So, Dave, are you the only gym in the entire state of Massachusetts that's open right now?
Nope. As of Wednesday, Chatham Body Fitness opened, so they are following my lead.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, and I wish you all the best. Please stay healthy, stay safe. You know, people can be asymptomatic, and they're going to seem like they're healthy in there, and you're not even going to know it, and it could be a couple of weeks before we find out. But please, please, please be safe. Wash your hands, okay?
Will do.
All right. All right. Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Dave Blondin from Prime Fitness in Oxford. He's like, screw it. And it sounds like, you know, the people that go to the gym are supporting him, and a lot of people in the community are supporting him. So what are you going to do, right?
It's just he's putting his trust into the people that goes to his gym. You know, it's up to it's personal discretion at this point in his mind,
right?
Which I don't know, you know, that's neither good nor bad. That's just how he thinks.
Right. Wow. A lot of interesting text messages.
What's coming in?
From the 781 Selfish. From the 312, this guy is irresponsible. There's somebody that dropped the F word. I'm not going to use that one. From the 603, like I was just saying, people are asymptomatic. And you may be healthy and spread it to others at the gym. And somebody is upset with us. Why are we giving this gym owner airtime? He's saying he doesn't need to follow the rules like everyone else. And he trusts his members. And now he's going to profit from it with a GoFundMe. Listen, you know, people
you have to hear both sides.
And that's from somebody who says, I'm also a gym owner and I'm listening to you guys. So like, you know, if people are going to do what they want to do, I guess. All you can do is just give people the information, right?
Do you guys think $300 a day as a fine is a big enough deterrent to keep these businesses closed that aren't supposed to be open yet?
No. Yeah. I mean, obviously not. Obviously not, right? It's tough. It's hard. I would hate to be in his, you know, I couldn't make those decisions that he's making.
No.
You know, but I can't judge him either for doing it. It's his life, and he has to decide what's best for him and his family.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie handling the dirty on the 30. Let's do it.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. ESPN announced they are releasing a documentary series about another GOAT, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. Junior. It will be titled The Man in the Arena, Tom Brady. The next series will explore each of Brady's 9 Super Bowl journeys with the New England Patriots, showing his 6 titles and 3 Super Bowl defeats. Here's what that sounded like.
Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey. Mm.
So it's going to be a 9-part documentary series. I think so many people loved The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary that just debuted on ESPN. Had the last 2 episodes. So I think that got such positive feedback, right? Because it shows the ups and downs, the actual real behind the scenes nitty gritty of these superstars.
The only thing I'll say about that, though, Annie, is like we've had time to separate from the Michael Jordan story. So that was from 1996, right? So we have all of these years. Like, I love it. I'm going to watch it because I think he's you know, to achieve what he's achieved is incredible. And I'd love to get an inside look at that. That Tom versus Time Facebook thing was just like must see for me.
Sure.
And this is going to be the same. Although I you know, this is something I wanted to see 20 years from now, not while he's still playing. You know what I mean?
It's nice to look back on Michael Jordan winning the NBA title in 98 because it's memory now.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
it's not something that's consistently happening.
Now, if they wanted to do this, if they have all the video from that year that we beat the Atlanta Falcons, and we could just have a documentary about that season.
Just that one?
Just that season. Yeah, I would be in for that.
I love that it's produced by ESPN, too, because they do such a good job with those 30 for 30s.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing.
Really do. Yeah, this is going to be great.
I'm excited to see it, though. I think he's an interesting person, whether you like him or not. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of him now, but I think he definitely will have some interesting things
it's
to
just
say.
It's going to be fun to relive the old ones, like the 2003-2004 season. Ty Law.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time.
Those Randy Moss years. And if you were as bummed as I was to hear that Some Good News was taking a hiatus, you'll be happy to hear it is coming back, just in kind of a different form. So ViacomCBS bought it, and they're bringing it to their various platforms, but there's no word when that will be coming yet. Krasinski will continue to produce it, but he will not be hosting it.
Cha-ching!
Which, that's the big bummer for me, though. I love him. I want to see him host it, but he will still be producing it, so still playing a major role. They haven't announced who his replacement will be. Who do you guys think it'll be?
Oh, that's a good... I mean, maybe they have an open casting call for it. Or maybe he's got somebody in mind that was a part of it, or they just grab an unknown. The door is open on that.
I feel like you'd have to have like another celebrity, though, no?
You think?
You would think they would pick an unknown?
Yeah, I don't know. I love it, though. I think it's fantastic. And I read, too, he's going to show up on it a bunch as well.
Yeah, he's still going to play a huge role,
And then I read that he actually came up with this idea 7 years ago.
Unbelievable.
He had this 7 years ago that he had this, that he wanted to launch, and then he just never got around to it and held on to it. And then when he was at home in March, he was like, you know what? Now's as good a time as any.
Absolutely.
And he dumped all of his own money into it to make it happen, too, so...
He's a good one. And while we're all struggling with our terrible hairstyles and some at-home haircuts, Ellen DeGeneres decided to give her 90-year-old mother a haircut for her birthday. Here's what that sounded like.
Oh, that's not. Oh, it's not that short, Mother. It's just taking the edges off.
I promise you.
Why am I wedding for you there?
Is it your birthday?
Because it's my birthday. You don't use scissors?
Believe me, you don't want me using scissors.
Another talent Dylan has.
Yeah. And I hope you like it.
Can you cut your own hair?
No, you asked me that.
Well, I'm asking you again.
Last time I said no, this time I'll say yes.
You like it?
No, not yet. But when I wash it, oh, you really cut it short.
That's my favorite. Oh, it's really short. You really did a number on that one.
I was talking to my mom last night, and she sent me a picture. She cut her own hair. She did it. She's like, she woke up like 3 o'clock in the morning, and she grabbed her scissors from like her nail clipping set or something.
Oh, no.
Like little tiny scissors, and that's what she cut her hair with. I was like, oh, mom, what are you
doing?
Oh,
mom, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, I'm getting a haircut this weekend.
What?
Oh, yeah. So jealous.
From the professional barber who lives with me. So,
Brittany.
Yeah, no.
No.
My cousin is a barber. She lives in the basement downstairs from my parents.
Oh, okay.
So I've been getting non-quarantine haircuts this whole time.
Oh, look amazing. At you. Look at you.
Humble love brag. That for you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Feed the Front Lines Friday. Let's get to it.
There are heroes among us. Healthcare workers, fire, police, EMTs, people who go to work so we can stay safe. You have shown how generous you can be. It's your time to shine. It's Feed the Front Lines Friday. Let's meet the big-hearted restaurant that will be sending meals to our front lines today.
Today it is going to be Hugo's. I want to say good morning to Pia from Hugo's. Good morning.
Hi, Carson. Good morning.
So a little background on Hugo's. It's a small independent juice bar. You opened up in the Back Bay, what, like around 2012? Is that right?
Yes, in 2012, we opened up in Back Bay.
And what would you tell people who've maybe never been there? What's it like coming there to eat?
So we're a small independent juice bar. We have juices, smoothies, breakfast, lunch. In different times, we were doing catering, but always with a Latin twist. And we're always about bringing the buenas vibes, we like to say.
Ooh, the buenas vibes. Okay, now you were talking.
If you go on the Hugo's website, their food always looks like mouthwatering. I'm like, I just need that right now.
I think one of the things that's interesting about Feed the Front Lines Fridays is I'm learning some new restaurants that I'm definitely going to have to go check out once we get through all of this. And I appreciate you being a part of this today. So this is how it works, Feed the Front Line Fridays. We are today going to be feeding St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Brighton. So we're going to ask people to call Hugo's. You're going to commit to spend $10 to buy a lunch, and then they're going to deliver it right to St. Elizabeth's today. What are you guys going to be serving them for lunch today, Pia?
Yeah, so we're doing one of our crowd favorites. This is the pan con palta. That's our avocado toast on a local-made multigrain, along with some of our favorite batidos. So we're making some smoothies today.
I need this in my life today. I feel like it's so easy to eat maybe some unhealthy options during this quarantine. Mm. And the Hugo's menu just is something that's not going to make these healthcare workers feel groggy or weighed down.
Right,
something
right.
A little bit healthier option for them, you know?
Mm. Got to be light on your feet when you're saving lives.
Exactly.
And it's kind of, you know, this is, I don't know how to explain this, but, you know, it's been incredible to watch how you all have stepped up over the past couple of months and feeding so many people. We, I think, have now delivered thousands of lunches.
Yeah.
But today is going to be our last one in this iteration. Today is the final Feed the Frontline Friday. We might continue on in another way once we get back to a little bit more normalcy. But the way this is going to unfold today is the last of its kind. So we're going to give you we're going to do this through the phone number. Or are we doing this through the website? I apologize.
It's a website.
Through the website.
So it's visithugos.com/feedthefrontlines. And I want to spell that out for you. Hugo's is spelled J-U-G-O-S. So it's visithugos.com/feedthefrontlines. If you have a problem finding the website, no worries. Just text us here in the studio and we will text you a link directly to it. And, you know, it's twofold. We're not only feeding the front lines, but we're also taking care of a fantastic local restaurant. So let me give you the website again right now. visithugos.com/feedthefrontlines, and you'll commit $10, and then you guys will deliver the food to St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Brighton today. Pia, thank you for coming on with us so much. And we're gonna let you go because we're gonna melt your website and all that sort of stuff. And we got to make sure you got plenty of people to work. Okay,
stretch first. You're gonna be busy.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, Pia.
Bye.
All right, let's get it done for Pia. Let's get it done for Hugo.
Last day, guys.
I know. This is it.
Maybe you've been sitting around and you've been thinking this is a great bit we're doing and we're helping a lot of people, but you've never got involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
And St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Brighton. I mean, we could not have picked a better partner today for Feed the Frontline Fridays. So again, visit hugos.com/feedthefrontlines. It's V-I-S-I-T. Visit Hugo's. It's JUGOS.com/feedthefrontlines, or just text us here at the studio, 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy, Feed the Front Lines on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.